This lesson is about building a tighter rolling bassline in Ableton Live 12. The focus is basslines, and the payoff is a usable low-end groove for old-school drum and bass. You'll focus on bass movement, sub support, note phrasing, and rhythm against drums. The main goal is not effects, transitions, or arrangement tricks. Instead, you'll make a bassline that locks with the drums and carries rolling energy. Think short notes, controlled gaps, steady movement, and a sub pattern that feels glued to the break. This is a beginner lesson, so the bassline will use simple notes and stock Ableton tools. By the end, you should have a usable bassline and sub pattern with old-school DNB energy. The goal is to tighten a rolling bass groove using the BOA approach in Ableton Live 12. Old-school drum and bass often feels energetic because the bassline is disciplined, not overcrowded. The groove comes from how the bass notes answer the kick and snare, how the low end stays clean, and how the phrasing repeats with small variations. In this lesson, you'll build a simple rolling pattern that feels fast and driving without writing too many notes. You'll build one two-bar rolling bass groove made from a main bassline layer, a simple sub-pattern underneath, tight note phrasing that works against the drums, and small rhythmic edits for old-school DNB movement. The outcome is a usable bassline, a supporting sub-pattern, and a low-end groove that feels tighter and more rolling. The finished result should sit tightly with a basic DNB drum loop. Avoid muddy overlap in the low end, use short clear note lengths, and keep momentum through rhythm, not complexity. First, set up a simple drum reference. The goal here is to give the bass line something to lock to. Load or make a basic old-school DNB beat at around 172 to 174 BPM. Keep it simple. Kick on the main pulse, snare on 2 and 4, and a rolling hat or break layer. You don't need a full track. Just make a two-bar loop. The bass line will be written against this loop, because bass movement makes more sense when you hear the drums. The outcome is that you now have a drum groove that tells you where the bass should push, leave space, and roll. Next, create a basic bass sound. The goal is to make a clean, beginner-friendly bassline source. Add a MIDI track and load Ableton Live 12 operator. Start with one oscillator, a saw or square wave, a low-pass filter slightly closed, a short amp envelope, and little or no release. Keep the sound simple. For this lesson, the groove matters more than heavy sound design. A good starting idea is a quick attack, short decay, medium sustain, and short release. Why? Because old-school rolling bass often feels tight because the notes stop clearly. If the note tails are too long, the bass line loses punch and the low end smears together. The outcome is that you have a simple bass sound ready for phrasing. Now write a two-bar root note bass line first. The goal is to build the groove before adding fancy notes. Choose a key, such as F minor. Start by using mostly one note, like F, in a two-bar MIDI clip. This may seem too basic, but it helps you hear the rhythm clearly. Try this idea. Place short bass notes around the kick, leave space near the snare, and repeat a small rhythmic cell. The important part is not melody yet. It's the pulse of the bass line. Begin with 8th note and 16th note placements. Keep the notes short. If your loop feels stiff, remove notes before adding any. The outcome is that you have the skeleton of a usable bass line groove. Next, tighten the note lengths. The goal is to make the bass line feel more controlled and rolling. This is where many beginners improve fast. Keep the MIDI notes shorter than you think. In the piano roll, shorten notes so they don't all run into each other. Leave tiny gaps between many notes and make some notes very short for bounce. Listen to how the bass line changes when notes are shortened. The same rhythm can suddenly feel much tighter. A useful beginner rule is this. If the bass line sounds lazy, shorten the note lengths. If it sounds too empty, lengthen only a few keynotes. The BOA style idea here is discipline in the low end. Let the bass line breathe so the groove rolls instead of burring. The outcome is that your bass movement is tighter and more rhythmic. Now make the bass line answer the drums. The goal is to improve rhythm against the drums. Listen to the kick and snare while the bass line loops. Try these moves. Let a bass note land after the kick instead of always with it. Leave a small gap right before or on the snare, and place one or two quick notes between kick and snare for roll. This creates conversation between drums and bassline. Old-school DNB energy often comes from this call-and-response feeling. Ask yourself, does the bassline rush over the snare? Does it leave enough room for the drum hits? Do the short notes create forward pull? The outcome is that the bass groove feels more glued to the beat. Next, add one or two supporting pitch changes. The goal is to keep the bass line interesting without losing the groove. Once the rhythm works, add a small amount of note movement. Keep most notes on the root, then test the fifth, the octave, or one passing note into the root. For example, if you're in F minor, use mostly F, occasional C, and maybe a quick lower or upper step back into F. Don't turn this into a big melody. In a rolling beginner bass line, phrasing matters more than many note choices. A strong approach is to keep bar 1 simpler, and let bar 2 get one small variation. The outcome is that you now have a usable bass line with movement, not just repetition. Now build a simple sub-pattern under it. The goal is to make the low end solid and clean. Create a second MIDI track for sub. Use operator again, but this time use a sine wave, a very simple tone, no wide stereo effects and a controlled level. Copy the rhythm from the main bass line, then simplify it. The sub-pattern should usually be less busy than the main bass line. Try keeping the longer important notes, muting some quick notes, and letting the sub support the groove instead of copying every detail. This helps the low end stay stable. If the sub pattern is too active, the groove can become messy. The outcome is that you now have a bass line plus sub pattern that work as one low end groove. Next, separate roles between bass line and sub. The goal is to stop the low end from feeling crowded. Listen to both layers together. A common beginner mistake is making both layers equally busy. Use this rule. The main bass line has more character and rhythmic detail, and the sub is simpler and steadier low end support. If needed, mute some sub notes under quick bass phrases. Keep the sub strongest on the important beats and let the bass line carry the extra movement. This creates clearer bass movement and a more controlled low end. The outcome is that the bass line sounds tighter because each layer has a job. Now use light saturation for presence. The goal is to help the bass line speak without overcomplicating it. Add a little Ableton saturator to the main bass line. Use a gentle amount so the bass line becomes easier to hear on smaller speakers. You can also use a little EQ to keep the sound controlled. Keep this as supporting context only. The lesson is still about bassline groove, not mixing. What matters is that you can hear the note phrasing and bass movement clearly, while the sub remains solid underneath. The outcome is that the groove is easier to judge and use in a track. Finally, loop, trim, and simplify. The goal is to finish with a stronger usable bassline. Loop the two bars and listen for anything that feels too crowded. Remove anything that steps on the snare too much, makes the low end woolly, or weakens the repeatable rolling feeling. Very often, the tighter version has fewer notes, shorter notes, a clearer sub-pattern, and stronger rhythm against the drums. If it already rolls well, stop there. Beginner bass lines usually improve more from editing than from adding extra notes. The outcome is that you end with a usable bass line and low-end groove ready for a DNB sketch. There are a few common mistakes to watch for. Writing too many notes. A rolling bass line doesn't need constant activity. Too many notes make the groove weaker and the low-end messy. Letting notes overlap too much. When notes run together, the bass movement loses definition. Shorter notes usually feel tighter, making the sub as busy as the main bass line. The sub pattern should support, not compete. Simpler sub usually gives better old-school energy. Ignoring the snare space. If the bass line covers everything around the snare, the groove can feel clogged. Leave room, and adding pitch changes before the rhythm works. If the rhythm against drums is weak, extra notes won't fix it. Groove first, note choices second. For a mini practice exercise, make one two-bar rolling bass line and one simplified sub pattern. Create a two-bar DNB drum loop. Write a root note bass line with short notes, tighten the note lengths, add one small variation in bar 2, then copy the pattern to a sub track and simplify it. The outcome should be one usable bass line, one sub pattern, and one tight low end groove that rolls against the drums. For yourself, check. Ask, does the bass line feel tighter when notes are shortened? Does the sub pattern feel simpler than the main bass line? Does the groove leave room for the snare? Does bar 2 add interest without breaking the roll? To recap, you used a beginner BOA approach to tighten a rolling bass line in Ableton Live 12 by focusing on short note phrasing, rhythm against drums, simple bass movement, a cleaner sub pattern, and disciplined low end. The key idea is that old school DNB bass energy comes from groove control more than complexity. If your bass line rolls, leaves space, and keeps the sub pattern steady, you already have a strong foundation.